Hello and thanks once again for taking the time to download and listen to a podcast on CelticUnderground.net, a football fans podcast, although it's not really a podcast because it's the post-match interviews from the Celtic victory over Kilmarnock today. We have Neil Lennon first up, followed by Steve Clarke. Of course, it was fitting today that the number five for Celtic scores with 67 minutes on the clock. Not quite the 67th minute, because it was 67 and something, so that makes it the 68th anyway. In relation to the team's performances, can't quite make up my mind whether it is a team who's been playing since July, who's nearly there, nearly over the line, and will get there and thrown into the mix to the long season. They've got a new manager and things are slightly different. And for the manager himself, he's not the confirmed manager, so his job is just to get them over the line. Doesn't really need to change things, so he feels almost like a stepdad to the new kids. So, is it that? On the other hand, I look at it and think, oh, for goodness sake, it's about, surely with Edward, Forrest, Sinclair, Rogic, Weir, Burke, you can get more than struggling to get a goal in a game. Anyway, it is what it is. We'll get to the cup final and see what happens then. Enough of me. This is Neil Lennon and then followed by Stevie Clarke.
67 minutes on the clock, number 5 in his back. That's quite something, isn't it?
It's amazing, really, when you think about it. And perfect way to win the game, I suppose, under the circumstances with everything that's gone on this week and today. So, big man might have been looking down on us, just we needed a goal. So Jozo, who's been outstanding for me since I've come in, you know, I want my centre-halves to attack the ball more, and he's doing that on a regular basis now, so very, very pleased. Pleased with the win, pleased with the second half. There's a lot more purpose from us from the first half, and it's a great 3 points.
Are you quite concerned at half-time, because
Kilmarnock
had created a few decent opportunities?
Yeah, through, you know, us being sloppy, you know, and ill-disciplined defensively. Not just the back four, but a midfield as well, a little bit loose. So we wanted that tidied up second half, and it was a lot better. And then we had more of an attacking intent, you know. Tom's very unlucky not to slip Odson in. But Kilmarnock, at 0-0 and at 1-0, they're always a threat.
Do you think any of that first half performance maybe came down to nerves because of the occasion?
No, I don't think so. We've been playing like that for a while, you know, and it's, we are due to give somebody a good going over again pretty soon. And the sooner the better for my liking. But we've overcome a obstinate hurdle today, and we're in a great position now in the league. So tomorrow we'll bring whatever. We know we need a point now just to guarantee it.
Will you watch it?
I don't know. Might do what Fergie does, go golfing or something like that. So I don't know. We'll see. See how I feel tomorrow.
You can feel the supporters getting a bit nervous.
Yeah, but that's understandable. Listen, at this stage of the season, unless you've got real momentum, there's always going to be nerves and anxiety around the place. You know, I look at Norwich and Leeds at the minute in the Champions. They've been brilliant all season, and all of a sudden Norwich have drawn 4 in a row and Leeds have lost the last 2. So, yeah, it gets a bit, but we're comfortable in the league position. But there's so much expectation on these players at the minute for what they've created and achieved, and so much asked of them all the time, that the human beings, and they can't always produce scintillating football week in, week out. You have to, at the minute we're grinding, I get that, but we're grinding in the right way, we're getting clean sheets and winning games. It's not what we all want, obviously, but I'd love to win the game 4-0 and sit there very, very comfortably going, oh, this is brilliant, but, you know, we're not just playing as well as we can at the minute. Before anyone says it, it's not my fault either.
Neil, there were reports this morning that you'd possibly got to see that.
Wow, where's he from?
Place for Paris FC.
Oh, when I was out of Paris, yeah. Yeah. No, not, it wasn't him.
Okay. Were you looking at another player?
It's none of your business what I was doing in Paris. It's club business. No, I was looking at a player out there, yeah. So I'm not going to give you his name, though. So we just, again, we're just looking at players. Whether I'm here or not, it's my job still to go and recommend players and do my job. And, you know, I went, watched them, give a report in, and then get ready for this game today. Couldn't afford the numbers on his back or the letters. Thank you, gentlemen.
Do you think you maybe deserve more from that game?
Definitely. thought we were, players were terrific, great effort, good application, some good quality, just missed that little bit of quality on the finishes. I thought first half we certainly had the best chance in the first half. We had good opportunities. Penalty, soft, but penalty. As he goes to play the ball, he gets pushed in the back. It's a penalty. But there you go. We're Kilmarnock.
Speak to the referee about that one after the game.
You know, I think I shouldn't speak anything else about referees.
You must be proud of your players and the way they...
No, delighted with the players, the way we played, but we didn't get anything. Eh? We go away with no points because we switched off on a set play. Same last week, even with 10 men. Aberdeen could only score with a set play, so maybe losing two big centre-halves came back to bite us today.
Can be hard to get penalties at the best of times come to Glasgow, but it's relatively soft. Does that make it even...
It's better I don't go too far down that road today. But I'm just pointing out the fact that it doesn't matter if it's a soft push or a push, it's a push as he goes to play the ball in the box. Normally it's a penalty. I think it says everything about why we are where we are in the league. We have a good squad of players. They always apply themselves for the football club. They work hard every week, every day in training. And you see, when they come to the pitch, they can perform. They can play. We have a good squad. We're not. We didn't fluke where we enter the top six. We have good players, and they deserve a little break in the remaining three games. And hopefully, it starts next week at Tynecastle. No, it's a great chance if he was to see it back, and you're not allowed to take your chance again, but I'm sure Chris would have stuck it in the side of the goal that the goalkeeper left wide open.
Does that like Bruce had to be patient to get his chance?
He's had to be very patient. We've got Stuart Finlay, Kurt Broadfoot, Scott Boyd have been great for me since I came to the club. Gary Dicker is, as well as being an excellent midfield player, is also an excellent central defender. So Alex has had to be patient. Came in. Did well. You think it's his first full game for I wouldn't like to say when, but a long time. Aaron Tishbowl has been on the treatment table for the past few weeks as well. Managed to last the game. It was great. And towards the end, I thought I was going to lose Brophy with another injury, so I had to get him off the pitch when I was searching for a goal, but I couldn't risk it because Amos had a little history of hamstring problems. So no, we haven't had our troubles to seek this week. And although the performance makes me feel good about my team and my players, we got no points to show for it, so like I say, we'll try and go to Tynecastle next week, produce in a totally different game. It will be a totally different game, but try and produce a good performance and get the points that take us past last year's points tally. That's what we're after next. Well, good. Thank you very much.
Destiny may keep